With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has stepped up production of near-weapons-grade uranium, according to a report by the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, which says it is a serious concern. There he goes, thinking outside the box again.
President Trump says he wants to offer $5 million gold card visas with a path to citizenship, replacing EB-5 visas that have been offered to investors for 35 years.
You have a green card. This is a gold card.
Trump suggests the government could sell millions of the visas to help reduce the federal deficit.
They'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
The Congressional Research Service has found that with the current program, one risk is verification fraud for funds that were obtained illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
The measles outbreak in West Texas has turned deadly. An infected person has died in hospital. 124 cases reported across 9 rural counties. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill has passed the House. A massive budget blueprint includes trillions in tax relief and spending cuts. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's something to celebrate, although it has a long way to go before being finalized.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House, it will go to the Senate. This is the first important step in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this is the first step in that process.
With Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unable to seek re-election because of term limits, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds announcing that he is running for Florida governor. Stocks higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 199 points. The Nasdaq ahead 205. This is SRN News. Rand Paul introduces a bill.
It's one of the shortest on record. The Kentucky Senator's legislation simply states that, quote, no federal funds may be made available to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or to any of its affiliates. That's it. It's on one page. Paul, a Republican, says it's time for taxpayers to quit funding the biggest abortion business in the country, adding, quote, as a physician, I took an oath to do no harm. It's rooted in both science and principle. Life begins at conception. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy. It allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled that they may defy the president's order, while others taking a wait-and-see approach. This is SRN News. Just may be a first-of-its-kind drug smuggling case.
Colombian police apprehended a 40-year-old man attempting to smuggle several bags of cocaine concealed beneath a meticulously attached toupee. Police said the suspect was detained at Cartagena's airport on Monday as he prepared to board a flight to Amsterdam. A scanner revealed the hidden cargo, 220 grams of cocaine packaged in small bags strategically placed under the narco wig. Police estimate the street value of the drugs at approximately 10,000 euros in European markets. Keith Peters reporting.
A near miss on a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight trying to land had to climb back into the sky to avoid a small business aircraft was crossing the runway. The Southwest jet was able to land. No one was hurt. The FAA says the small plane entered the runway without authorization. More details at SRNNews.com.